Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hello, I am Amanda with Joyful Heart Family, and today I'm going to share with you some scriptures that talk about who God is and what God does. So this is not a comprehensive list, but it's a great place to start. You can listen to these as you go for a walk or do dishes, and I pray that they would be encouraging to you. Psalm 19, verse 7. The Eternal's law is perfect, turning lives around. His words are reliable and true, instilling wisdom to open minds. The Eternal's directions are correct, giving satisfaction to the heart. God's commandments are clear, leading clarity to the eyes. The awe of the Eternal is clean, sustaining for all of eternity. The Eternal's decisions are sound. They are right through and through. They are worth more than gold, even more than abundant, pure gold. They are sweeter to the tongue than honey or the drippings of the honeycomb. Next, Psalm 23, and this is in the Voice translation. A Song of David. The Eternal is my shepherd. He cares for me always. He provides me rest in rich green fields beside streams of refreshing water. He soothes my fears. He makes me whole again, steering me off worn hard paths to roads where truth and righteousness echo his name. Even in the unending shadows of death's darkness, I am not overcome by fear, because you are with me in those dark moments, near with your protection and guidance. I am comforted. You spread out a table before me, provisions in the midst of attack from my enemies. You care for all my needs, anointing my head with soothing, fragrant oil, filling my cup again and again with your grace. Certainly your faithful protection and loving provision will pursue me where I go, always, everywhere. I will always be with the Eternal in your house forever. Psalm 24. The earth and all that's upon it belong to the Eternal. The world is His, with every living creature on it. With seas as foundations and rivers as boundaries, He shaped the continents, fashioned the earth. Psalm 61, you are my protection, an impenetrable fortress from my enemies. Next, we're going to go to the Psalm of Ascent. These were psalms that the ancient Israelites would say. They were songs that they would say as they went to worship at the temple. So as they traveled, they would say a collection of these psalms. This first one is Psalm 121, a song for those journeying to worship. I look up to the vast size of the mountains. Where does my help come from in times of trouble? The Eternal Creator of heaven and earth, and these mountains will send the help I need. He holds you firmly in place. He will not let you fall. He who keeps you will never take his eyes off of you and never drift off to sleep. What a relief! The one who watches over Israel, or us, never leaves for rest or sleep. The Eternal keeps you safe, so close to him that his shadow is a cooling shade to you. Neither bright light of sun nor dim light of moon will harm you. The Eternal will keep you safe from all of life's evils, from your first breath to the last breath you breathe, from this day forever. And then I found some fun verses that I enjoy in Isaiah. And the first one is in Isaiah 55. And again, these are verses that tell us a little bit more about who God is and what he does. When you're wanting to get to know God better and feel closer to him and understand him better, it's great to go to his word. So Isaiah 55, verse 8 says, now this is God talking, "My intentions are not always yours, and I do not go about things as you do. My thoughts and my ways are above and beyond you, just as heaven is far from your reach here on earth. For as rain and snow can't go back once they've fallen, but soak into the ground and nourish the plants that grow, providing seed to the farmer and bread for the hungry, so it is when I declare something, my word will go out and not return to me empty, but it will do what I wanted. It will accomplish what I determined." This is Isaiah 54:10. "Even if the mountains heave up from their anchors and the hills quiver and shake, I will not desert you. You can rely on my enduring love. My covenant of peace will stand forever." Psalm 47, verse 23. I'm sorry, Isaiah 45, verse 23. "My words have wings, they will be accomplished. Every knee will bow down to me, every tongue will swear allegiance to me. They will say of me, only by the Eternal One shall I see things through. Only by God shall I go through with integrity and strength through my life." Isaiah 44, 25 through 26. This is God speaking. "I am the Eternal, creator of all there is and will be. I alone stretched out the heavens and spread out the blue earth. I confound the lying swindlers who claim to tell the future, and I make the fortune tellers look like fools. I stop the highbrow intellectuals in their tracks, and I show the fault of their reasoning. But I stand behind the words of my servants, and I will accomplish what they predict." Isaiah 43, verse 25. He's talking about how the Israelites just frustrated him with their sins. And he says, "Let's get this clear. It is for my own sake that I save you. I am he who wipes the slate clean and erases your wrongdoing. I will not call to mind your sins anymore." Isaiah 44, verse 6 says, "I am at the beginning and will be at the end. There is no God except for me. If you know any God like me, tell it now. Declare and demonstrate any who can compare to me. Or if you know and have announced events before their time, told what is to come, then speak so now. Don't be afraid. Let your minds be clear of fear." I love how God can be sarcastic and kind of funny there as well. Isaiah 43:11. He says, "I am the Eternal. There is no Savior except for me." Next is Isaiah 30, verses 15 through 18. Which says, "In returning and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust you will find strength. But you refused. You couldn't sit still. Instead you said, 'No, we will ride out of here on horseback. Fast horses will give us an edge in battle.' But those who pursue you will be faster still. Meanwhile, the Eternal One yearns to give you grace and boundless compassion. That's why he waits. For the Eternal is a God of justice. Those inclined toward him, waiting for his help, will find happiness." Psalm 26:3. "You will keep the peace, a perfect peace, for all who trust in you, for those who dedicate their hearts and minds to you. So trust in the Eternal One forever, for he is like a great rock, strong, stable, trustworthy, and lasting. He humbles the high and mighty. Even the indomitable city falls before his strength, reducing it to dust. The feet of the poor, the weak, the infirm, and forgotten will trample the dust of the formerly great. The path of those who do right is straight and smooth. O God, you who are upright, you make the way of the righteous level. So here are some verses. I pray that they will encourage you as you think about who God is and what he does. May these scriptures come to life in your experiences, in your story today. Be on the lookout for him and you will find him. Be blessed. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.